I just don't know.
Okay. Have you seen water in a big in like a 10-gallon can or something like that?
You're not talking about a canteen, are you?
No, I mean something more like about like this. I know when I was a kid, we used to have them at camp, you know, and they had a little gizmo on the side that you push, and the water comes out there.
Oh, that wouldn't be a faucet, would it?
I don't know.
A fountain?
What would you call it? Well, these were, it was like a can, and they come in every day, and they put a new one in, put a new one on the, well, they just kind of put them on a table. You know?
I just don't know.
And it had a little button that you push.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What do you call those things? We have a little button that you...
I just don't know.
Well, what would you call it if you had a handle that you turn on and on it? And
crank?
Okay, or you wouldn't call it a faucet then? You'd call it something else?
I guess so. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. You might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Okay, and then after they froze, they... what'd they do?
They burst.
Okay. And, let's see. You might say, they had never... what before? Same word, but just put it in that sentence for me. They had never...
frozen pipes.
Okay.
Broken or something.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. People used to buy flour when they bought a whole lot of flour. They'd buy flour in a great big wooden, what?
Well, they were big sacks. Is that what you talking about? Okay.
Or what?
Barrels.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What? Can you describe a flour sack for me? You mentioned they came in sacks.
Well, they used to be made out of material that a lot of people on the farm, they would bleach them out, and they would use them for dishcloths,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes make sports shirts and,
mm-hmm.
out of these sacks. They utilized most everything.
If you bought some stuff at the grocery store, the grocer would put them in a, what? A paper?
A bag.
Okay. Okay.
They'd call it polka fish, don't they?
I don't know. Yeah. I think they do someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There was a kind of, thing that they used to put feed in, or potatoes. What would you call that?
Well, call it feed sack or potato sack.
Okay, those are the same thing?
Toe sack.
Okay. Okay, how is a toe sack different from a flour sack?
Because a toe sack is made out of heavy material, heavier material than a flour sack.
Okay, okay. What is... Yeah, go ahead.
I've forgotten the name of that, but there's a name of the material.
If you think of it, stop me.
Okay.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in pretty large quantities? Did y'all ever buy molasses?
The barrels.
Okay. Okay. If a salt box didn't have any spout, you might have to put something in it to pour the salt out. Like a deal. Shaped like that, and you pour the salt.
A funnel.
Okay. What did you used to use to make the horses go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
To make what?
Make the horses go faster if you're riding in a buggy?